Welcome to the scripture reading this week, and it comes from the Psalms. You know, the Psalms has an awful lot of wonderful information and gives us a lot of ideas about salvation. When I was just a very, very young preacher, my first appointment was in Wasissa, Florida, and I had an evangelist that I had met, and I had him come and did my very, very first revival at the Wasissa United Methodist Church. And I was looking for a theme, and the theme that I picked on was Psalm 51, because it gives me an idea of where I come from and where I am at, sort of like David. You know, the Psalm of David is regarding the time that Nathan the prophet came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sin. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my shameful deeds that haunt me day and night. Against you and you alone I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from the heart, so you can teach me to be wise in my innermost being. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to sinners, and they will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God, who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that I may praise you. You would not be pleased with sacrifices, or I would bring them. If I brought you a burnt offering, you would not accept it. The sacrifice you want is a broken spirit, a broken and repentant heart, O God, you will not despise. Look with favor on Zion and help her rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, that you will be pleased with your worthy sacrifices, and with our whole burnt offering, the bulls will again be sacrificed on your altar. May God add his blessing to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of Psalm 51. Have a blessed day.